Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young. It's a pleasure to have you alongside here, wherever you may be tuning in from. And today, we've got a great show. We're going to talk about executive healthcare. We're going to talk a little bit about some injectables that we do within the clinic. And overall, we're just going to kind of shed some more light on healthcare and the landscape of today with the COVID-19 virus still looming large. And I actually have a special guest today, Shauna Ford, who I've worked with for, gosh, 5 years? Four or five years. And Shauna is actually really a key part of the executive health division. And she's also in charge about our injectables clinic. So if there's stuff that that you feel that you would want, you know, check out our website. It's all on there. But Shauna, thank you for joining me today.
Yes, thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Yes, so I do actually run the cosmetics injectable side of the executive health portion of MedPoint Healthcare Center here. And we are still running this currently through the COVID outbreak that we're dealing with. It gives you a little bit of a boost in your step to know that you still can look young and feel young, even when we're dealing with something as stressful and as hard to cope with as the COVID, having children at home and everything. The added stress definitely adds wrinkles to your face, and we can definitely help with reducing, minimizing, and completely eliminating those for you. Feel free to reach out to me anytime.
Perfect. And Shauna, let's go into that a little bit, because I know it's kind of, for a lot of people, it's an unknown world. For some people, they do it all the time, and you never know, right? But overall, you mentioned it. It's a way for you to feel a little bit younger, you know, kind of smooth out some problematic areas and stuff like that. You know, it's something that I don't know a lot about, so I really wanted a bit of your insight. Who is this for? Who is this type of service for? And why would somebody come in and get it? You know, target audience wise, what do you think?
So typically people would start with their first Botox injection when they start to feel their skin is losing its elasticity, its ability to bounce back from folding. So if you're squinting a lot or making a lot of overexpressive faces, and you notice your forehead when it creases, if when you're not making that face, if you're still noticing those creases, that's when it's time to come in so that we can help reverse what damage has been done. It is a preventative thing, so typically you do want to catch it before it gets too bad. Dr. Phillips is who we have that runs our cosmetics at the moment, and he is fantastic. He's been doing this for about 30 years, and he would do a consult, so you don't necessarily have to go ahead with the procedure if you're not sure or uncomfortable with it, but he would just let you know what he could do and how it could help you.
Perfect. And so from start to finish, you know, we have all the COVID protocols in place. So obviously when you come to MedPoint, it's a very safe atmosphere. You know, you will be screened. We practice social distancing. We, you know, have temperature checks and whatnot for the staff. So, you know, all that is taken care of. So if that's a hesitation of coming in and getting this done, put that to the side, because we don't want to have those barriers. We want people who want the service to come in, feel comfortable. But Shauna, from start to finish, what would you say a typical service runs? Is it around 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Just give the listeners a little bit of what they can expect while they're here, from a time standpoint as well as experience standpoint.
So typically the way it works is we would start off booking a consult if it's your first time ever coming in for cosmetics through us, and we'd book you in for a 30-minute consult. It doesn't necessarily take 30 minutes. Usually Dr. Phillips will do his assessment right away. That's the first thing he'll do, is discuss with you your problem areas, show you what he can do, and should you decide to go ahead with the procedure that day, that's when he'll go ahead and do it in the same appointment time. So you'd be looking at anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes in and out, depending on how much or how little you need to have done or if you go ahead with it at all.
Perfect. And very spa-like. We've got all the fancy music going on. And, you know, it's a world-class facility, because it's the Sifton West 5 building. If you haven't seen this, go on and Google it. It's all eco-friendly. And my goodness, it's a beautiful place to look at and work. You know, we get the pleasure of working here every day, so that's awesome. Now Shauna, It mostly for the face, right? We're not talking like, you know, my butt's sagging a little bit, or my chest muscles, my pectorals are sagging a little bit. We're not going to dive into those areas. It's primarily just the face, right?
So for the most part, what we do offer is facial cosmetics. However, Dr. Phillips does also offer hyperhidrosis treatment. So that's if you have excess sweating in your armpits or on your hands or on your feet. He does do that as well. He's got great experience with that. And we do have a wide variety of clientele that come in for all different things. So there is really no limit to what he's able to do. It would be typically limited to the facial structure area. And then if you do have hyperhidrosis issues.
Right. Cool. So unfortunately for our president, Alex, he'll have to deal with the saggy butt, right? and then as far as longevity, from that standpoint, what kind of effects and how long lasting are these types of injections? Maybe you can let the listeners know the frequency of when they may have to return.
So depending on the area treated, typically Botox does last between 4 to 6 months. The more frequently you would come in to have it done, the longer it will last in the long run. So at the beginning, he would recommend coming in closer to the 4 month range for your second treatment. But then by your third or fourth treatment, you could wait up to 6 months, depending on the efficiency of the way the Botox is working, what areas it's been treated. For filler, actually, that lasts up to about a year's time. So you only have to come in once a year for that. If you were looking at getting your lips done or any folds underneath your eyes, we do the eye troughs as well, cool. Which is great.
Nice. And, all this obviously to say as well, other variables that weigh into the whole skin gravity equation, getting proper sleep, making sure you're exercising, making sure you're well hydrated, all that kind of plays into it. And, we see all sorts of clients from different experiences in life. And that was interesting. I didn't even realize that we offered the hyperhidrosis. I'll just call it excessive sweating. 'Cause that's really cool. Like that can be something that is embarrassing for individuals who, if they have a dress shirt on and it's warm and then, they start sweating and gosh, it starts pouring. That's really helpful to a lot of individuals. And sweaty palms as well. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't even realize. So yeah, if you're looking to book in for something like that, Shauna is available. You can always reach her by email. Should we give out your email on the radio waves? Oh, dangerous, right? It's just shauna@medpoint.ca. No big surprise there. And she can book you in, or she can even just chat with you over the phone and talk about the procedure as well, if it's right for you. So that's awesome. Shauna, thank you for shedding some light on that today. When I was sorting out some of my radio topics, I thought that might be a great opportunity to get you in and talk about it. So thank you.
Yes, thanks so much for having me, Ron.
So, if that service is right for you, if you don't know what MedPoint is, go on the website because we got so many different services. We actually have been doing a lot of NSTRIDE injections, which is for the weekend warriors, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain. It lasts for over a year, well over a year. We've got injectables, we have fitness programs, we've got nutrition programs. MedPoint is a beast in itself. It's got lots for many different people. And you know what? Benefits are lapsing over the next, December. Hey, I'm saying December now. Can you believe that? I saw a post and it said Christmas is, 10 weeks? Oh, gosh. you're big into Christmas, right?
I do enjoy Christmas, yes. I'm looking forward to it this year.
Right on. So, but all that to say, benefits are lapsing. So get in for service, and we'd love to see you through the doors at MedPoint. You can book a tour, go on the website, contact us, and you can have one of us reach out to you and see our facilities firsthand. We also offer a lot of virtual appointments now in this day and age, which has been very successful. So you can check some of those out. Sean, I want you to stick around because we'll be talking about executive health and on the other half of the show. So I really appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in. This has been the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio. Good morning and welcome back to the MedPoint Half Hour of Health. I'm your host, Ron Young. Of course, at the beginning of the show, we were chatting a little bit about our injectables clinic, which is awesome. You know, it's just a great experience to come here for those services. And I have Shauna Ford with me, one of my coworkers for the last 5 years. It's been a great time in growing the company and whatnot. And it's great to have you along here for the show. Shauna, one of the other big roles that you play at MedPoint is really making sure executive healthcare and the membership program is where we need it to be. And that includes, you know, fielding member requests. It includes, you know, a bit of reception duty, you know, making sure referrals are followed up with and whatnot. You're like the Swiss Army knife of executive health, really. Let's dive in a little bit into the membership program of it, because I feel like it's something where public healthcare system is really strained. People feel rushed when they're at their regular family doctors, and actually having a membership program that you can rely on and come in and see the doctor and have those next day appointment guarantees, have the prescription refills by phone. We got a lot in our membership program. So why would somebody want to come here for membership versus maybe seeking, you know, their own family doctor or whatnot?
Well, thanks, Ron. That's a great question. First off, we are never meant to replace your family doctor. Your family doctor should still be your first go-to for most of your healthcare needs. We're meant to actually supplement, to complement your family doctor. So if you're not finding you're able to get what you need done through your own doctor, that's where we can step in and hopefully play a part in getting you what you need quicker, faster, more efficiently. Things like prescriptions or an appointment within 24 hours if you have a cough or cold or a bump or bruise, something that you need checked out that you're concerned about and your doctor can't see you very quickly, that's where we can come kind of step in and have an important role in efficiency in the healthcare side of things for you.
Right on. And I know our membership program is quite vast. It's got, if you become a member, you get 5 PT sessions, you get some dietitian sessions. You know, through the membership program, you can get the medical. We have 3-hour and 5-hour medicals. And really, I know my wife actually went through the medical, and she, you know, 33 years old, you start to think about your health more. You start to, you know, things are maybe making noise, breaking down, I don't know. But she thought it was top-notch, the full experience from start to finish, and just everything that she got analyzed, she couldn't believe, right? It was like, here's your posture, here's your fitness assessment, here's, you know, you're doing well in this area, your eye test, your gait analysis. All those things weigh very heavily on your overall health profile. And to have it all done in one stop, 3 hours or 5 hours, you know, our membership program is the best in Southwestern Ontario. And I would even go out on a limb and say it's the best in Ontario of what we have to offer. So Tell the audience listening in maybe what some of the major you know, keys of membership really are.
Well, Ron, I just wanted to add a little bit more to what you were already saying with the medicals. Our programs here are very cardiovascular focused, so heart health is very important to us, and everything is very medically integrated. So if you do go through with a medical and decide to sign up for the membership program, which is it is a very important investment in your health, you are eligible for discounts, 10% discounts on pretty much everything across the board here within our company, including our fitness, which would be medically integrated with the doctors paying attention and the kinesiologists who are all very well trained to keep an eye out for certain things in terms of your goals for weight loss, for nutrition. It's a very encompassing, comprehensive program and programs that we offer here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? The whole thing with being a member and having that membership, Shauna, I worked in rehabilitation for many years, and I'd always see people coming to the end of their treatment plans, and they'd always talk about, you know, the newest TV they just bought or the best computer they just bought, but they couldn't afford, you know, a few extra sessions of physio to fully get them where we wanted to get them. And I see that a lot. You will invest in what's important to you. And what better investment than your actual health, right? When you put it into perspective, you're not, you know, TVs, video game systems, computers, cars, like all those things. Yeah, they're cool. They're fun to have. But if you're not going to be around long enough to enjoy them, you know, you could say, yeah, the membership program seems, you know, a little pricey, but for all that you get, and the price of it is, it's around $1,500, maybe a little bit over, but you know, you get a lot of access to a lot of great healthcare, and you get a lot of access to all of our programs and whatnot. So you will invest in what's important to you, and I encourage you to invest in your healthcare today. So Shauna, you know, what else are we missing here from this whole experience? Like, maybe walk them through when they come in for a medical, what to expect, the rooms, and then we send them packing out the door.
So there's a lot to actually say about that. I don't want to keep everyone listening for too long here, but I'll try and give you kind of a brief overview. So when you book your initial assessment, you will be sent in advance of your appointment a questionnaire to fill out, which gives you a chance to really think about your health history, your family's health history. And once you've completed those forms, it should only take about 30 minutes to complete. Send those in advance, and that gives the doctor a chance to really do some research in advance of seeing you as well. You come in, you're greeted at reception, then you fill out a menu because you've been fasting prior to coming in for from the night before. So if your appointment's 8 a.m., you're fasting from 8 p.m. the night before. Fill out a menu when you arrive, and then our phlebotomist actually takes you right back and does your blood work immediately so that you can eat right after it's done. So we have a beautiful little bistro in the corner office there that has a wonderful view overlooking the new Sifton West 5 community. And so from there, you would actually go straight into the exam room. That's your time with the physician. So you have 30 minutes to spend with the doctor, go over all of your health history, your ongoing concerns, anything that you need addressed. She also will do a gender-based physical. So if you were due for a prostate exam or pap smear or breast exam, anything like that, that's all taken care of while you're here as well. Then from there, you are taken into the eyes, vision and hearing room, where she does an eye exam as well as a hearing test and a gait analysis. Then from there, you would actually move along to the ECG room, where you get your bone density done, a spirometry test, as well as a slew of other things which are medical, which I can't really explain further. From there, there's also a fitness component too, where we have one of, I believe, only five in Canada, bod pods, where it does a full analysis breakdown of your body composition. Then there's the Fit 3D as well, which is a fantastic thing that we offer, which is great for utilizing if you're ordering clothes online, because it gives you a full 35-point measurement system across your whole body. Then there's like flexibility, strength test. There's a bike analysis. There's a lot to the comprehensive exam. From there, you actually do follow up a couple weeks later with the doctor, and she goes over everything, providing you with a 25-page report, which is yours to keep. It's essentially a blueprint of your health. If you decide to come back yearly, you can use that as a baseline. And it's really neat to see if you're competing in any kind of fitness challenge or having certain goals that you wanted to meet, you can kind of see where you started at and where you're headed. So it's awesome. It's a great program we offer here.
And that medical is part of the MedPoint membership program. If you want more information on membership, you can go to our webpage. It's medpoint.ca/membership. And it may be something that you want to sign up for because, you know, crazy times, crazy times in the world. And to have the confidence of a fully equipped medical team backing you, to have the access, you know, through the week and whatnot, and just to have that peace of mind is really goes a long way. So, Shauna, thank you for joining me on the program today. It was a complete joy to have you on here, and the first of many, I assume?
Yes, I'll definitely be returning. Thanks, Ron. I really appreciate you having me today.
Awesome. So that's Shauna Ford. If you want to email her about anything that you heard on the show today, it's shauna@medpoint.ca. She'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions for me, it's just ron@medpoint.ca. We like to keep things simple around here. You know, you can always call in 519-432-1919. And figure out the phone system there, what option may be best for you. But I do encourage you, go on medpoint.ca. We have everything listed on there, full list of services. And I guess that's all for the show today. Heads up, we are going to be launching group fitness memberships for the month of November. So that's going to be on the radar for next week's show. And we'll talk a little bit about group cohesion and why exercising in groups seems to be more effective than just the regular going to the gym on your own. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.